It's time for the weekend news for Representative Antonio Delgado, the congressional representative for New York's 19th congressional district. The website 538.com reports that so far, Representative Delgado votes with Donald Trump's positions 0% of the time. Last week, Congress returned from its break and continued voting for non-controversial bills that almost everyone supports and partisan proposals that only one side will ever agree to. Delgado voted for some of both types of legislation last week. On May 2nd, he voted for the Climate Action Now Act, which would block President Donald Trump from withdrawing from the Paris Agreement on climate change. That passed 231 to 190 along party lines. On April 29th and 30th, Delgado voted with several bipartisan bills that passed by wide margins, with votes from Republicans and Democrats. Those acts included the Supporting the Protection of Elders Through Financial Literacy, the National Senior Investor Initiative Act, and the Columbia River in Lieu and Treaty Fishing Access Sites Improvement Act.
Representative Antonio Delgado made his first statement about the substance of the report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller April 22nd, repeatedly saying he's, and I quote, troubled, end quote, by it, and saying he wants more testimony. Delgado said, opening a town hall meeting in Hoosick Falls, and I quote, I'm troubled by it for a number of reasons. I'm troubled by the fact that at the highest level, there's an acknowledgement that a foreign adversary, in a sweeping and systematic fashion, meddled in our election with the clear intent to undermine our democracy. He also said he was troubled by the president and by the attorney general. He did not utter the word impeachment, as others have since the report was released April 19th. The first-term congressman from Rhinebeck said, and I quote, there is still work to be done. We need to hear from Mueller. I need to understand what the discussions were with his team and the Department of Justice. Let's let the process happen. Let's get some testimony on the books and continue the investigation. This cannot ultimately be a partisan outcome. This cannot ultimately rest on this party says one thing, this party says another. If that's the outcome, it's not good for the country and it's not good for democracy, end quote. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado said April 29th he agrees that Congress can take action against President Donald Trump for possible obstruction of justice. However, while calling for hearings to be held, Delgado stopped short of calling for impeachment proceedings, saying he worries about the partisan divide that currently exists in the country. In a conference call with reporters, the Rhinebeck Democrat said he was concerned by elements of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's 400-page report that outlined how Trump interfered with the investigation of Russia's suspected meddling in the 2016 presidential election. The first-term congressman said, and I quote, the administration interfered with that process in a number of ways, end quote. The firing of FBI Director James Comey, asking former Attorney General Jeff Sessions to limit the investigation, and telling White House counsel Don McGahn to fire Mueller were three of the events cited in the report that Delgado said he found most troubling. About the prospect of impeachment, Delgado said, and I quote, this is a very important process that should unfold with some sort of bipartisan support. Having it land in an incredible partisan place, I worry that it would not ultimately have the effect of restoring people's faith in the system. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
Delgado announced May mobile office hours, where his staff answers questions and attempts to help constituents with government-related problems. On May 13th, from 1 to 3 p.m., his staff will be at the Roelof Janssen Community Library in Hillsdale in Columbia County and at the Chatham Public Library from 4 to 6 p.m. On May 20th, his staff will be in Otsego County at the Kinney Memorial Library in Hartwick from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and at the Richfield Springs Public Library from 2 to 4 p.m. This has been Tom Rowe for WJXC with the Week in Congressional News for Representative Antonio Delgado.